Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. How we doing? So excited to be with you all tonight to celebrate. That's what we're going to do right now with one of the greatest Christmas songs ever. You all know it, so I hope you will sing it with me. Here we go. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
All right,
everybody singing. Here we go. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their song. Nor sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make His blessings flow. Far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, as far as the curse is found. Sing for joy to the top of the mountain.
Let's all stand together. Merry Christmas, everyone. I said Merry Christmas, everyone. We have a great hour in store tonight. We have, of course, with us Stephen Curtis Chapman. We have Torn Wells with us. Brian and Katie Torwalt is with us as well. We also have Julissa Rivera and our own Gateway Worship. And, of course, we have to have Rebecca Hart sing O Holy Night. So that's all in store in the next hour. Lord, we love You. We praise You. We want to offer our worship to You for Your goodness, for Your grace, for the fact that You were born to us over 2,000 years ago so that we could be forever with You. You are Emmanuel, God with us, and we worship You in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, let's rejoice together.
Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains.
Inspire your head.
sing. Commodore on bended knee, Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Oh, 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 we are in excelsis Deo. Oh, 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 we are in excelsis.
To meet us in flesh and bone. Jesus. We have the honor of having with us today Brian and Katie Torwall. It's so good to have you guys. Can we welcome them as they come?
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations arise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Sing that again. That's why we're here, is to adore our Savior. So let's do that for just a moment. Lord, we adore you. We honor you. Christ born over 2,000 years ago. Lived a life. Died a criminal's death. Rose again. Ascended on high. Jesus, you are the strong Son of God, and we worship you. We adore you, Lord. We give you all the glory, for you alone are worthy. So, Lord, we do adore you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you that you are Emmanuel, God with us. We don't have to live this life alone. You came so that we could have life forever with you, eternal life with you, even now. We're grateful for it, Jesus. Thank you so much for coming to this earth to save us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's so good. He's not only with us, he's for us. Aren't you grateful for that today? He is God with us and God for us as well. Well, Merry Christmas to you. Why don't you turn around, greet one another, tell someone around you, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Gateway family, and welcome to our candlelight services. We're so excited to celebrate our Savior's birth with you.
A lot of great things are happening at Gateway. Here are just a few. To stay connected with all that's going on, visit gatewaypeople.com, follow us on social media, and join your campus Facebook group.
If you'd like to give today, you can do that through our website, our mobile app, or one of the offering envelopes at any of our campuses.
There are so many ways you can find community here. You can join a group, attend an equip class, or serve on our build team. To learn more, meet us at Connect Central, text Connect to 71010, or visit gatewaypeople.com.
We're so glad you've joined us. Thanks for being here today.
Father, give us the boldness to speak out loud what other generations only dared to whisper.
You can't outrun his grace. You can't out-sin his love. Jesus told this outcast, marginalized tax collector, yo, follow me. That's the Hebrew translation.
God is looking for somebody that he can use in a supernatural way. Would you be willing to say, God, use me?
God's calling us to the deep right now. Through the relational challenge, through the economic downturn, he said, if you allow me, I will be your anchor.
God is not done with us yet. We are about to see an awakening like we've never seen before.
Hey everyone, can you believe Christmas is almost here? This Christmas, we have something special in store for you. I'm here on set for the filming of our Christmas weekend service. This year we'll gather online only so you can spend even more quality time with your friends and family during the holiday. We'll enjoy a heartfelt time of worship, and Pastor Robert has a special message to share while we celebrate the birth of our Savior. Can't wait to see you online for Gateway Christmas at Home.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Will you please stand with us today so we can continue to worship Jesus, the reason for the season, with some Latin Christmas music. Let's put those hands together, come on.
Qué bonito es celebrar estos días, compartir un tiempo juntos en familia. Los regalos, la sonrisa, la comida, y vivir este momento en armonía. Celebrando un año nuevo y otro que no volverá, pero quedarán recuerdos que por siempre vivirá. La Navidad es sentimiento, la Navidad es amor, la Navidad es un abrazo que nace del corazón. La Navidad es un recuerdo que el tiempo nunca borró. La Navidad es Jesucristo naciendo en tu corazón.
Este es el verdadero gozo.
Y qué bonito es celebrar.
is incredible. So incredible. We're Brian and Kitty Torwalt, and we live in California, and this trip has definitely solidified the fact that Texas does Christmas right. We walked through Grapevine last night, and we were like, okay, is this the capital of Christmas in Texas? But why don't you take a seat? We're going to sing a Christmas classic for y'all. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10
glistening once again
with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is a wish of Barney and Ben.
And Tarzan will talk and we'll go for a walk. It's a hope, Janice and Jen.
Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel
and one in the park as well.
The sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, and soon the bells will start. And the thing that will make them ring
is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Thank you so much for having us. We're huge fans of Christmas in general, and like you said, especially in Texas.
But also, we're mainly just worship leaders, and so we have no idea what to do in this beautiful instrumental part. So, how about a little spin? It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your front door. Sure, it's Christmas once more. Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You.
On December the 24th, 1906, something happened that had never happened before. And that is that sailors at sea heard a voice over a little electronic box called a radio. Before that time, all they had ever heard was Morse code. But on that day, Christmas Eve, 1906, they heard a voice. That voice said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men." Luke chapter 2, verse 14. The first words ever spoken over the radio or scripture. They were the greatest words that could have ever been spoken, because here's what that person was saying, and here's what those sailors were hearing. Something happened 2,000 years ago that changed the world. And I just want to remind you of that as we celebrate Christmas this time of year. What happened 2,000 years ago changed the world and can change your life and my life as well. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth where we live, peace and goodwill toward men. And I just want to pray for you that during this Christmas season, you will have peace and you will know peace. You see, during this time, many of us are going through difficulties. And we know that we're supposed to be joyous, but we're going through something that's trying to steal our joy. I had a friend say to me a while back, I'm not going to let circumstances steal my joy. And I want to remind you, glory to God in the highest. The angels came and announced to those shepherds, something has happened that is changing the whole world. And it even changes the peace that we can experience on this earth. So my prayer for you this Christmas is that you experience peace on earth and that we remind ourselves that what happened 2,000 years ago changes our lives, not only on this earth, but forever. Because of Christ, we get to live forever with God in heaven, sins forgiven, a new heaven and a new earth. Glory to God in the highest. So I want to pray for all of us right now. Lord, I pray for all of my brothers and sisters. I pray for peace on earth. I pray for my brothers and sisters who are going through difficulties, and I pray for my brothers and sisters who are celebrating victories right now. And Lord, we tell you, thank you that Christmas means that Jesus came into the world. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward man. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Merry, Merry Christmas.
Amen. Such great news. Amen. All right, I'm going to sing one now that I want you to, yeah, clap your hands, snap your fingers, tap your toes. Here you go. Christmas time is here. Time to celebrate the best time of the year. Jingle bells are ringing and the carolers are singing their Christmas song. Come on. Christmas time has come. You hear the little drummer boy playing his drum. Everywhere you look, somebody's wishing you a Merry Christmas. Mr. Cole is singing his chestnut song while we decorate the Christmas tree. I'm still praying that a snowy white Christmas just might make it down to Tennessee. And it's Christmas time again. Time to gather with your family. Pumpkin pie and a world famous casserole. The kids are playing games on the living room floor and waiting for my baby with some mistletoe. And it's Christmas time again. Time to gather with your family and your friends in Texas and thank God for his gift of love.
Thank y'all so much. Oh, it is Christmas in Texas. I agree with Brian. I think this is, what do you say, the capital of Christmas or something. You guys, you know how to do it. I am so glad I have had the opportunity to be here and celebrate Christmas with you, one of my favorite places in the world to be with some of my favorite people. I did not do a Christmas tour this year. It's the first time in a while. And I've loved being home with my family. My wife, Mary Beth, and myself as now Grammy and Pop Pops to six little ones. So it's been awesome to get to be with them. But I did say, you know, if I'm going to do any Christmas concerts anywhere, I need to go to the best place on earth other than Tennessee, where all of my family is. I need to come to Texas. I need to come to Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. So here I am, and loving it. So thankful, and gosh, so encouraged just to hear Pastor's words reminding us peace. Have we ever needed this message more than we need it this year, right now, at this time in our world? And yet it has never been more true that God is with us, this amazing message of Christmas. And I'm so thankful for it. My family and I are so grateful for that reality as we have walked on our journey of incredible joy and incredible sadness and hard these last few years for all of us have been so difficult. And so such a hopeful, incredible reminder this time of year for us that God is with us, that God is good and God is faithful, that God is for us. And then I want to, with this next song, even jump forward just a little bit and go ahead, since I won't be with you on New Year's, I want to wish you also a Happy New Year and remind you of what an incredible reality that is as well. And I was thinking about it. It's actually what inspired me to write this song, about just the reality of even what a new beginning, a new year, the way God even created and designed the way our world operates, the way we operate, that he gives us new days, new morning, new sunrise. He is a God who is making all things new. And even as we approach the end of a year that's maybe been really difficult for some of us, and the beginning of a new year, another reminder that God is a God who is making all things new. So I hope that can be an encouragement and reminder for you even as we approach this new year, and that you would allow me with this song to say Happy New Year to you. All right. The decorations have been moved up to the attic. Our resolutions and our diets all in place. As another chapter ends and another one begins, slowly now we turn the page. Out into this midnight sky, I stare and wonder at the grand design of how this planet dances with the sun. And I'm thinking this could be God's way of whispering. A story is being told, and the best is yet to come. So Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Another chance to catch a glimpse of what is coming true. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. The God who made everything is remaking everything. Oh, the God who made everything says I'm making all things new. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Clothes was wrapped in a cloth, but then that couldn't hold him either. He was resurrected on the third day, seated on high at the right hand of God with all power and authority. It's not Jehovah Jr. or little baby Jesus or little ninja baby Jesus anymore. It's the ruler of the world, the heavens and the earth, come in the flesh to redeem mankind. Get excited about Christmas. And now I'm going to sing you guys a new song that I recorded recently, and I just personally believe, it may just be me, it's one of the greatest songs that anyone could ever cover at Christmas. I know Mary Did You Know is great, Emmanuel, these are all great songs. But this is NSYNC. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. So I almost dyed my hair blonde for it, but I just want to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas from our party of six in Houston, my wife Lorna, my four little boys, Kanan, Lawson, Navy, and Banner, and this goes out from our hearts to yours. Come on, put your hands together a little bit, church. Woo! Yeah.
We've been waiting all year for and the snow is glistening on the trees outside, and all the stockings are hung by the fireside. Hey!
Yeah. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. Don't hold back on me, Gateway.
Bells are ringing. It's time to scream and shout.
Hey.
And everybody's playing cause school's out. It's played in the spirit. Laughter's in the air, and all the love will show, cause everybody knows it's Christmas time, and all the kids will see the gifts under the tree. It's the best time of the year for the family. It's a wonderful feeling, feel the love in the room from the floor to the ceiling. It's that time of year.
Give Torrin another hand of applause. Awesome. So much fun. You know what? We always love our candlelight services, and Stephen and I have been friends for a long, long time, and so when we were trying to figure out who to bring in, always we say Stephen, because he's one of the most prolific songwriters, but just one of the most genuine and humble guys that we absolutely love. So we're so honored to have you here, Stephen, this year, and this song is one of my favorites you're about to do.
Mark, thank you, my friend. Yeah. Thank you so, so much. Mark and I were on tour many, many years ago. With a tour called The Young Messiah. I don't know if anybody remembers that. And I had just actually recorded this song and written it and recorded it. So Mark was, we were remembering that together.
Yes.
And so it's so cool all these years later to get to sing this together with one of my favorite singers, Mr. Mark Harris. They're going to join me on this one. So here we go. We'll let you sit back down for this one if you want to.
In a one-bedroom apartment on the humble side of town stands a little Christmas tree. Looks a lot like Charlie Brown's, and underneath there's one little gift for him. One little gift for her. And after 6 months on the new job, they're still barely getting by. So in the way of decorations, there's nothing there to catch your eye. But both of them would be the first to say, we're together. We're gonna have the merriest Christmas anyway. 'Cause Christmas is all in the heart. That's where the feel is
shooting stars and like a fire inside. It touches every part. It's Christmas is all in the heart. And even if no ice, no falls, well, that's alright, because the joy can still be found wherever you are. 'Cause Christmas is all in the heart. Two little blonde-haired boys with big dreams tried to sleep, but sleep wouldn't come. And we'd be tearing into presents long before the break of dawn, with mom and dad, cameras making sure we'd never forget that day. No, no. Now I'm the one who's taking pictures in the middle of the night of my own little dreamers who just can't wait until daylight. And in my sleepy eyes, a spark still glows. 'Cause I guess there's just some things a kid never outgrows. 'Cause Christmas is all in the heart. That's where the feeling starts. And like a fire inside, it touches every part. Christmas is all in the heart. And even if no ice, no falls, what's alright, because the joy can still be found wherever you are. Christmas is all. Snow that may or may not fall, and it's not in the gifts beneath our tree, it's in the love heaven gave. That night our Savior came, in that same love can still be found wherever you are. Christmas is all in the heart, and the joy can still be found wherever you are. Christmas is all in the heart. It's all in the heart.
Thank you, Mark Harris.
Ooh.
silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
For having us. You may blow out your candles.
Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break for the slave. He's our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease.
Yeah.
Someday when I get to heaven, I want to sing like that. Well, I don't know. Oh, Merry Christmas, everyone. I don't know what to say after that. Wasn't that amazing? Hey, let me give you a couple reminders as we finish to conclude the service right now. Next weekend, we will have our services online only starting December 23rd on Friday at 9 a.m. throughout the weekend. Join your friends and family together there at your house. Get involved with our service. Watch it online. Have a great Christmas together. Also, I want to let you know, we have a new devotional called Sprout. You can pick it up on your way out. We also have that available electronically. You can go to gatewaydevotions.com or go to the YouVersion app, and you can find it there as well in English and in Spanish. We have it online, both English and in Spanish. Final thing I'll say, we have First Conference coming up January 7th through 11th. You saw all the great speakers that are coming, Sammy Rodriguez, so many others. I don't want to mention all of them, but that's coming up in just a few short weeks. We will have our next weekend services here in person on December 31st and January 1st. Lord, thank you so much for this season. Thank you for what Christmas means, Lord, which is that you came to give us life forever. We thank you, Jesus, that you are the resurrected, strong, living, abiding Son of God who dwells with us every day. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll have people down here praying. If you need prayer, come on down. God bless you. Merry Christmas.